French composer Michel Corrette wrote this next piece, and it's a sonatille in three movements, a beautiful allemande at the beginning, and then a kind of strange little slow movement, and a great gigue at the end. And I was mentioning that Michel Corrette wrote a lot of concerti for several flutes, and to kind of get the idea of what kind of fellow he was, one of them was called Le Plaisir des Dames, which is the pleasures of women.
Thank you.
human imagination is a wonderful thing. The next piece was written for the 4th of July of flutes. It's here.
Oh, it is?
Oh. Because it's flute fireworks music by Jules de Mersimont, French composer. It's a grand fantasy de concert on themes from Oberon by Weber. This is a very popular style in the 19th century. And, well, we've had a number of scenarios as to what might be going on to this music, and we invite you to mentally create your own. Something about flamingos or something.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like crazy and do a concert, and then he flies off somewhere back to Augustana or wherever. So this summer's been quite a luxury in that Jeff's been in Seattle the whole time. And so we pulled out this piece by Huntley Beyer. It's called Cowboy Bob. It comes in three movements. The first movement is entitled His 12-Legged Horse, tempo indication jazzy. The second movement, with a beautiful photograph, a drawing here, you may want to come up and look at that afterwards, is called Summer Nights, the tempo indication, moderate, easy, reminiscent. And the final movement, Cowboy Bob and Jane at the Hop. Sprightly, brightly, and with razzmatazz.
5 concerts in Seattle. The second to the last one was one of the little orchestra that George directed. And Bob Keckley came in at intermission and gave George this piece for the concert that we were supposed to do the next Sunday after that Wednesday, a few days later. They had talked about this about a week earlier. Bob had written the piece within the week before that Wednesday. So he gave us 2 of them once. That was mighty nice of him. And gave us the third one the next day. He had finished it overnight. And so we started on Thursday working on it. And we liked it so much that we put it not only at the end of our whole series, but at the end of a program of compositions by the most important, some of them, 20th century composers like Copland and Piston, what else? Martineau, Dutilleux. So it was a real thrill to have this. And now we'd like to play the second movement of it for you. We have a sad story to tell. We rushed out of the house thinking, oh, there's the Keckley on the piano. We grabbed it, all but the last page. So at least we like to play the second movement. Well, but Bob is an awfully, as one might tell from Huntley's piece, I think you'll get an idea of the character of this person who wrote this piece.
Thank you. Thank you.